talked about
really?
That in an episode before.
Oh, you don't want to bring that
up. No, no, bring it up again.
Talk about your fucking jazz album some more, Cliff. Huh? Is it, would that make you happy? Would it make you happy if we did? Let's talk about it. Fuck it. Musical interlude that I have to find and place in here. Cliff, tell me about your new jazz album.
This is agreeing that no, I knew what you were talking
this
about.
This is a whole other segment. There has been an interlude.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
Red light on, red light on.
I saw an amazing play this red week. Red light on. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah. They're all on.
You want to talk about a play? Start with a play. No one gives
yeah,
a
tell
no
me,
one's,
tell
no
me
one's,
everything
no one gives
about
a shit
it.
What we're talking about? No one's watching this. Start with the play talk. Go ahead.
I went to Kirk Douglas Theater the other day to see the L.A. debut of a very good play.
This is another episode of Windows Series on the Brian Sturges. Brian Sturges. You can follow me at BrianSturges.com. Mr. Brian Sturges is Brian Sturges. You can follow him at Front Beach Music. Black Lady.
Should I have a letter with Debbie Allen? Directed by Debbie Allen.
Amazon. 1192 Studios. You know. Damn it, I got a line.
Yeah, you got to do it now. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a play about Muhammad Ali and how he had a weird relationship with a kind of black Sambo actor. But the black Sambo kind of actor, Step and Fetch It was his real name. I mean, he changed it to that. He had an amazing story of...
Step and Fetch It?
Step and Fetch It. He has a Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Like Steven? S-T-E?
No, Steppin'. Fetch It.
Okay.
Like Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Steppen Fetch It. Oh, his real name. His real name was, I don't know, Lonnie Brooks.
David Fifenberg. Yeah.
He didn't come from a long line of Fetchits.
But anyway, the crazy thing about this guy is that by then he was very obscure, and people thought he was like Uncle Tom and a traitor, but he was the first black actor to ever have a name, like a credit.
Oh, nice.
And he was the first black actor millionaire in the 30s. So that was
like
a crazy story.
That is. I wish I
had. Until Muhammad Ali brought him to get some information from him. But it was just like Muhammad was like on the rise. He was on the down. And there's just pictures of them while they wrote this play. That they're like an odd combination. Because Muhammad was like very pro-black. And this guy was seen as like a traitor to blacks. But actually, he wasn't. It was like you had to do these roles to get over, to get to the Denzels and the Idris Elbas and the Halle Berry's. That's all. It was really well done. And the guy who played Muhammad was, I mean, he was all muscle. Like he.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, he looked just like him, the haircut and the muscle. And it was, okay. So,
well, I'm not going to go out and be like, I'm Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Yeah. Cassius.
Float like a what?
Cassius Clay.
Yeah. The crazy thing
actually was Cash Me Outside.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is that I also.
How about that?
I also bought the cheapest ticket, but then I got moved to the front. So I got the most expensive.
They're like,
it was great.
There's nobody here.
That was a reparation.
Yeah, was it? Because was it a theater full of old white people?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
They're like, bring him down here.
Yeah, absolutely. But you want to know? That's absolutely the way a theater thinks, and I'm okay with it.
Because I was
back
like,
of the
in the
theater
back,
look
back,
like a bus?
Back, and they're like, no. You.
Well, of course. Get your ass, you know. Something up a week later, but affirmative action in college admissions gone as of yesterday.
What?
Oh, really?
So you can so
yes. How's going to get in there, Mr. Brown?
Well, so the memes and the TikTok that came out were immediately like Asians being like, "Come at me, bro!" Like, so it was just a beautiful thing of
affirmative action didn't help. You know, when I was getting my MBA,
now the Supreme Court
there was
said
nobody.
Nope. No, thank you.
They got a lot of good ideas
is
up there in the Supreme
Thomas's
Court.
Is Clarence Thomas's pubic hair still on the bench?
Probably.
Yeah, it's still
probably
clinging to that Coke can.
I think that's what
I think
you're
it was a Diet
about.
Coke, actually.
I don't think you should have...
It wasn't Tab.
I don't think you should have justices that just, when they get appointed, can stay there for life. Because what if they become terrible and you can't get rid of them now? Like, or they become senile. You can't get rid
of
them.
I agree.
I think that...
You know, Let's get 35 guys to start stabbing a guy named Julius on the Senate floor again. You know what I mean? Let's just.
I mean, no jobs.
I'm thinking March.
Oh, might as well.
Maybe the middle.
Did you say Orange Julius?
Maybe eyes. Yes. Mm, of course, the tragic death of Orange Julius.
Yeah, that was.
They
he
squeezed
got
him to death.
Right?
Listeria. I bet it was Listeria. No, but I think people should
ooh,
go support
Listeria
live.
Lane. Oh, those bitches.
People should support the stage. as well as the screen. People should go see live plays. I also saw the Tina musical, Tina Turner musical, last week as well.
At Pantages?
At the Pantages.
No, I didn't even. Wow, look at you. Look at you, informed people. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, because she had just died, so I had to see it. I said,
why did you have to see it?
Well, Tina just died like a month ago, so I was like, well, let's see this musical because I'm not going to be able to see her again.
Yeah, you're not going to.
No. No.
She was overseas.
She was already dead. She wasn't there.
She was not there. And she technically didn't love the musical, but she just let it happen, basically. Cause I think she knew she was dying. And so she's like, let it happen.
Oh, jeez.
The documentary.
Shout out to the director of that play. Good job. She didn't really like it, though.
The documentary was great, though, if you see that one on HBO or whatever, Tina.
It's called Max.
Max now, yeah.
You should know that. You're on Max.
Not to be confused with Cinemax.
Yeah. You're on Max now.
Classic.
Yeah.
Max. Wait, you're on Max? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. So are you.
Oh, I'm on Max.
There you go.
I'm not. Well, I'm on this fucking shit.
We'll get
this
you on
fucking
Max.
Piece of fucking garbage.
Oh, yeah.
But at least now it's in a higher resolution of garbage.
That's true.
Now you can see every nook and cranny.
Sometimes in focus. Sometimes not. Sometimes punched in. Sometimes not. Sometimes lit.
Sometimes
drunk.
Speaking of which, though, what's the last stage play you've seen?
Oh.
Stage, anything. You know.
Theater?
The last stage thing that I, like a theater.
Yeah.
Would be David
Mamet.
Race.
Oh.
I saw Race at the Kirk Douglas Theater.
I don't see Race that way.
And I brought a.
You see it at a different theater? Nice.
<Go ahead>.
Yeah.
You brought.
So well, it doesn't matter.
Well, oh.
But I extrapolate. But yes, I went and I reset. Yeah, I saw that.
Was it good? What was the
It was
back?
Good. It was the lawyer was the guy from The Wire.
Oh.
And he was also on The Office. And he shaved his head. And he was. Can we go ahead and. look up this guy. I'm going to put a picture up, which I know that I'll have to do.
Oh, which is fine. Let's look up a lot of stuff.
No, let's not. Let's keep this shit as simple as possible. Someone's going on vacation for 6 weeks.
Wait, what did you call him? The
Wire
guy?
Was, look up the Wire.
Mm-hmm. I do know from the last episodes that Tim does not like musicals.
And you're going to find out real soon that I also get real nervous when I watch plays. I can't watch live stuff happening except for music. For some reason, plays, I get real nervous.
Because you know, it's
anything can happen.
They're freaking out.
I literally was so close when the guy Muhammad came down to box. He was right next to me, and if my legs were any further, I would have tripped him. It was crazy.
White guy.
That's how close I was.
What'd you say?
When they moved me up to the front row, mm-hmm. I was so close because they had like him boxing on the floor that if I was sitting low in my chair, my feet were out. Like I had to pull him back because I would have tripped him. That's how close I was.
You didn't put your feet on the stage.
When
I walk into every theater in America, that was my shoe.
Well,
yeah, yeah. Looks great.
Oh, good. If you can repeat it, I believe you.
Yeah, yeah. did we find him?
Speaking of Dutch Evans.
Is it this guy?
This guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
What's his name?
Oh, we don't have the thing to say.
Hold on. Watch this.
But I see it.
No, you're going to do it. This is 2023. This is YouTube.
Describe him to me.
Seriously. There are between 13
Does he have a mustache?
25
a big
people
bushy
watching.
Beard?
You got to go up and
piercing
shoot.
Blue eyes?
You'll know him once you see him.
David? Is it David?
Chris
Bauer.
Chris Bauer.
Oh, no, that guy. What else was he in?
Other things.
Oh, let's go ahead and click on it.
Oh, Chris Bauer.
Shout out to
Chris
Bauer, come on to the podcast, buddy. come on.
Oh, True Blood.
True Blood.
8mm.
8mm.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he was in that.
The Little Things. Never saw that.
I'm unfamiliar.
Betty Page.
Is it 8mm?
Like
okay.
Third Watch. So he's been around a while.
Second Watch. I'll take First Watch.
Oh,
Denzel.
Denzel. Do you see that?
Denzel.
That's how his name is supposed to be pronounced.
Really?
Denzel.
He's named after his father, so
Denzel.
To switch it because his father's name is Denzel, and they called him Denzel so that you.
Oh.
That's his real name.
Interesting. Denzel.
FBI.
It does sound black. I mean, they put a lot of mustard on it.
A little faster, buddy.
I'm excited about Idris Elba and anything.
Brooklyn 99.
Hijack.
Law and Order.
Apple TV.
Hey, what was it? Brooklyn 99.
Oh, wait.
Hey, listen, come on out.
Oh, 99 was amazing.
Hey, listen, You were great in that play, by the way. Is this? I'm like sucking your dick in.
Oh, is this like, what do
I
gotta
do?
You?
I mean, I won't do it, but I'll get it.
Now that's the play. That's what I see after the play.
We'll make it work.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
just let me know, Chris. Get your agents, managers. You're doing good. If you need an acting coach.
So, Hall, you don't go see stage plays. What was the last thing you saw then when you had this nervousness?
It probably was in college the first time.
Get yourself some class. See,
yeah.
But you're not in it, so why are you so nervous?
I don't know. So the last time I went, I saw a Shakespeare situation.
There's a knife!
And I had,
come
it
trust
was, this it was the middle of the winter, and I put these big Wellington boots on with some... what do you call them? Wool socks. And I was sitting in the theater and my feet were like, there was like smoke coming out. They were so hot. So I had to remove my boots and sit there with bare feet.
That's how you had
that's
hot
feet?
You know the actors saw. They absolutely were like,
is someone,
you see this motherfucker with the toes out?
I have shoes and don't I have socks?
Yeah. It was hot. So hot.
Wait, but why did you get nervous?
I had dinner with a playwright last night.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's
shout out
interesting.
To Daniel. I enjoyed our...
Danielle.
No, Daniel.
Danielle?
No, I was thinking of Denzel.
Oh,
Denzel?
Yes. No, I got it.
Danielle.
I didn't know. I was trying to have my wife not find out. I did go out. I did have a night. I went out to a nice Italian restaurant last night. We had a couple glasses of wine.
Oh, well. Some Chianti.
And they brought us a tiramisu with two spoons in it at the end.
Nice.
And it was good. Actually, it was not good. Actually, everything was old. He kept giving us free things. And
it was all from the display case.
Yeah, but basically he kept, and then he's like, you know what? He's like, I have this wine. Enjoy this wine. This free. He's like, I'm pouring you free wine. And I was like, this shit has been by a furnace for 6 months. Like, this shit needs to be dumped. So I'm like hiding the wine. And then he brought over that tiramisu, which was fucking 3 weeks old. So it was just like one of these things where he himself, I won't say where, the owner was great. Like, the service was great. Everything was great, but it was definitely like COVID.
He's giving
like,
the old
there's
stuff.
No COVID recovery.
Oh.
It has fantastic reviews, but it was empty and everything was just old.
That
so,
you might have been
I don't
want to
say
some,
the name.
Vintage.
But
yeah.
I like the guy. I like the place. I would go back. Never. But I'd go back if you guys like.
I'll update the tiramisu.
You got to, it's, you know.
Did it have that ice frost?
I don't know if you should bring
yeah,
two men.
Freezer
do
burn.
You bring two men? Should one bring two men a tiramisu?
Now two men, one tiramisu? I'd watch that.
Two men, one tiramisu.
Oh, you're working on that musical.
Well, the playwright.
I mean, I'd eat a tiramisu with another gentleman.
Wash it down with vinegar wine.
It was so bad. Like, I felt, you know, it was like this beautiful, it was a moment of kindness, but it was like here. Take this shit that should be dumped into a fucking ravine.
It's for you.
Here, yeah. My gift to you is I'm going to pour this shit in a glass, make you drink it in front of me to be like, and then, yeah.
It is wine.
And then I'm like pouring it in the ficuses.
Oh, yeah. That's why people used to say like, oh, you shouldn't have, you know?
Cause oh, like, yeah. You shouldn't have.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Should, yeah.
Please
he
don't.
Should not have. Great customer service. And the gnocchi was, everything just tasted a little like there's not enough, that they're still ordering, you know what I mean? Where they're ordering
oh,
the numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're the show for that, Restaurant Impossible. I used to watch it. It's amazing. He'd come in there and be like,
I think
this
I
stuff's
was,
crap.
I think I did an
yeah,
advertisement
yeah.
for talk, them.
Yeah,
we
talked
oh,
about
really?
That in an episode before.
Oh, you don't want to bring that
no,
up?
No, bring it up again.
Talk about your fucking jazz album some more, Cliff. Huh? Is it, would that make you happy? Would it make you happy if we did? Let's talk about it. Fuck it. Musical interlude that I have to find and place in here. Cliff, tell me about your new jazz
I
album.
I'm just agreeing that
no,
I knew what you were talking
this
about.
This is a whole other segment. There has been an interlude. Damn it, I'm really creating a lot of work for myself.
Yeah, you are.
Jazz.
It's What's for
an
Dinner?
Album.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this man has mixed 13 jazz songs.
Ooh,
for
I
me.
Did.
13. And we'll be mastering when he gets back, but it turned out well. There were some interesting intervals. And
one,
we still can't figure
three,
out the name for
one, three,
with 9
two,
and sharp 11, 13
four,
are. But we'll
two,
figure it out.
Four, two.
You know music four. Theory. Do you know what it is?
Could you say the same thing, but say it in jazz?
Doom, 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 doom. Jesus.
Rest.
Is Lifshitz a musical term?
This is Rust the musical. Bang, bang, bang goes my proppy. Is that what you're saying? I always encourage 19-year-olds with green mohawks to be in charge of a multi-million.
Oh, the firearms.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But speaking of
grumpy. But you're someone's daughter.
Nepo situation.
Oh, yeah. Speaking. You remember what happened to him, right?
Nepo?
Wasn't there a Greek guy? Like?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nero?
Yeah, what happened to that guy? Not good.
He was an emperor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He wasn't God.
As good as that Caesar guy. That guy's got a whole fucking palace.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does. And the dress.
What's this other guy got?
It's hard to offload all those past emperor coins when they're no longer valuable.
I would be interested in taking the two of you and really doing a 33 Jesus angle. Because it is a little odd. Because they're both out, we're flanked. And they're trying to stay camera faced out. But it's certainly like this, where if you guys were here, we did a three camera, then we were both making eye contact.
Is that called the Jesus angle?
Well, because 33,
33, 33. Oh, 33.
I just claimed that. You see,
trademark.
If you read the pamphlet that you were given for the Church of Hollywood.
No, I should have.
As intern level one.
I skimmed it.
I was told not to read anything.
Peruse,
and just listen,
sir,
to what
you
they
must
told
peruse.
Us and take that as the gospel.
That's true. Yeah, that is actually.
They told us
idea.
Never to look up anything or read, just to
no questions.
To what they tell us and don't ask any questions.
No questions. Yeah. No,
come on down to the basement. I'm gonna show you a dick. Don't.
That's definitely a dick.
Never happens though. That's definitely. Well, he said it was gonna be a dick. And that's a dick.
No, he kept his word and he did not disappoint.
I think I could watch one now because I take my crazy pills. So that takes the nerves away.
That's true.
So I think
shut
I
up in there, voice.
One. Yeah, yeah. Get her.
Can one pop those pills? You know, like in a movie, they're like the guy's like, it's like a Mel Brooks kid there. He's running around.
Oh, like a chill pill?
Yeah, if you and they're like, oh, I gotta take the pill. He takes the little pill out, crunch, yeah. He's all cool.
Like Popeye's
pills. Do they
like
work
that.
Like that? Or,
no.
Or is it like you have to be on it?
It's
for
like allergies.
Days?
Like it builds up over time.
But like if you didn't need them and you took them, like we force fed them to Brian, would that give him a psychosis?
I don't know.
Anything for views. Anything except for actually promoting it or telling it.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
That Family Guy, I got to find that clip where it's just like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start a podcast with my friends, record it, release it, and tell no one. That's this.
It's true. No,
you don't need to watch
that's
this.
That's the dream.
You know, he's a jazz album guy, Seth MacFarlane. I talked to someone who played on
Shibuya.
Records with him and was in Family Guy.
Shibuya?
The guy kept saying, I don't want to brag, and then he kept talking about it.
Wow, that's a good move.
No, but it was fine. He really did it. He had that voice. Like, you could hear in his voice he had done cartoons. Like, he had that voice.
He was good. Oh, well, Seth MacFarlane, he certainly made musicals cool. You're always getting laid off that shit. How many guys in musical theater are getting not that that's important, but
yeah,
you know, for progressive society. But if you identify as a track, I like it when they're huge and they just punch a woman in the face and they're like, I am the best woman that has ever been.
Yeah. Well, I think Family Guy.
That's not what we're talking about.
Family Guy is just a great comeback story. Speaking of Tina Turner,
I remember
story.
When it was kicked off the air.
That's what I'm saying. It got kicked off, then it went to Adult Swim Cartoon Network, and then it went to DVDs and got big, and then it came back. It's very rare a show will come back like that. That has been hard canceled.
Yeah.
But and they did it with a few. Like another network will pick it up now. But I like him. I like Seth. Now speaking of grumpy old men at these concerts that I've been.
What the hell
at,
does that mean?
Well, because we had mentioned about how we weren't focusing on as funny, so I call us now.
I don't think
women.
It was we. I think I mentioned.
It's all of us.
You kept talking about.
You, your wife, and your staff.
No, you were like, oh, let me tell a story about 20 minutes and how the trim of this casket, how it should be oak.
A casket.
Instead of ebony. I went to this funeral, and this guy had ebony handles. Why do you have an ebony
handle? I'm black, and I'm not getting anything ebony. I want
ivory?
Mahogany.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is the oak of black.
Yeah, Oakland. It's a mahogany.
Yeah, right. That's wait.
What?
That would make sense.
That's
it
a movie,
would be
right?
The land of oaks. Are there oaks in in Oakland?
Mahogany.
Damn it.
Yeah.
But only if you cross the bridge.
Definitely. Got to cross that bridge.
What I do, I have designed and created tires that look like cinder blocks.
Oh, nice.
So that when you drive into urban areas and you're parked, it's like a 3D imaging thing, so it looks,
oh, it's
so,
looks
you know,
like it.
So
okay.
It's round, so right. That if you look from a distance, like it's already on blocks.
Yeah.
But you just have to park, make sure that you don't park it like at an angle. That's.
Oh, that's makes
yeah,
it
yeah,
awkward.
You
yeah,
because, you got to make sure that.
Yeah. I just put a cover on it that looks like mayonnaise, and that keeps the Bible away.
Oh.
You get it.
Oh, I hate mayonnaise. I'd stay away from
mayonnaise. Oh, so
I really tamped down it, Joe. I really tamped down. Because we're woke now. I can't.
Woke?
What happened to freedom of speech?
Yeah.
But at least, yeah. But good luck applying to college now. Finally, my daughter's back in the game, baby.
Oh, oh my God. Gosh. Just because you slept with enough black girls doesn't make you an ally.
We don't need to talk about it. No, but yeah. I have contributed quite a bit
to the cause. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Mostly in Catalonia. Some cannolis. I give her the old. What I do is I put when I want to break up with a black woman, I put mayonnaise in the cup.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know to some
gross.
Of you, submarines are just a sandwich, but I did mention I wanted to talk about the Titanic and that submarine debacle.
Yeah, that happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it's crazy.
See what I did there? Yeah, baby. Producer.
250,000 a person, right, to go on this.
That's a lot of jingle.
This tour that. They lost contact.
Worst Gilligan remake or whatever.
Yeah.
People, I mean, they said they found it, but they couldn't find the bodies, right? That's what I heard.
Oh, I imagine since it
imploded.
This
is more comedy.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
I just wanted to take a moment and just acknowledge that this was kind of what I was mentioning before on how, for the comedy podcast, you have now gone directly to...
Tragedy.
To the worst tragedy to happen in the news.
Not the comedy.
In which a young 19-year-old boy with hopes and dreams was pulverized in the bottom of a vessel. And it was called the Titan. At the Titanic?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Well, I'm saying the comedy is coming from the tragedy. We're getting there. So,
oh,
one.
So we can laugh at it now?
We can.
You dumbasses. You went down in a sardine can and now you're
nothing. If you pulled up a list, I can tell you everyone was white, right? Because black people don't go towards juju. Bad juju. But they're not going to pay $250 to be in a sardine can.
There is no way the richest black man in the world would pay that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's
Oprah
true.
And Tyler Perry are like, let's get in this tuna can.
Oh, are we hot, baby? You
yeah.
got excited?
He's coming through hot.
What's he up? Was coming through
so hot. Titanic already had bad juju.
He's
they're like,
hot, he's
oh.
Hot, he's a hot chocolate man. Ooh, keep Cliff out of the visor of the car because he'll melt because he's pure
well, you
chocolate.
See,
and your milk chocolate, too.
When you see...
Everyone.
Like black people in a scary movie and white people in a scary movie. Like white people run towards the danger. And I think that's how this is.
Yes, except for one of our friends I was with. I won't mention his name, but we were in a situation where there was a thing and I went towards it and he ran home. He just ran home.
Exactly.
I won't mention any names, but.
I'm just saying, dude, I think Titanic should be
you know,
left alone.
You people might think I'm an asshole, but come the mass shooting time. You'll be like, thank God there's a dad there with a Swiss Army knife.
Oh yeah,
I was over here at the park, and it was like the children's park has broken. It's been months, and there were all of these people talking about fixing it, and all,
you just went up and went.
All I could think of was like, you just need, and they were like, well, this guy was 3,800, this guy was 40. They were deciding which guy to fix it, and I was just like, why don't you just get a couple of these dads. Why don't you get us both a 12-pack of beer and we'll fix it this weekend for no money?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, again, a lot of money. Not the best story.
Now, if you pull up the name of people, was there anyone that sounded black? Okay.
You can just look at the pictures.
Nope.
You fuck you, dude. Stop. Which is right here. Fucking dickhead. Oh, so we'll be live streaming.
Yeah. No. But anyway. So I'm trying to get
he wants to know the names.
No, that's okay. I can look at the faces and know they were not.
Well, it says Hamish Harding.
No, the names are up there. God damn it.
Shahzada Daywood. Oh, Suleiman Daywood. Okay, that's the son. Paul Henry. Oh, no.
The guy on the right, the owner.
And Stockton Rush.
The guy's even the guy's name sounds like it's a fake conspiracy.
But that's a terrible way to go. I mean,
I watched a little bit of, because he narrated one of the other dives, so you can watch one of the previous Titan dives, and he talks about he's floating over the ship, and he's like, "Here's the forecastle,
here's the bow,
yeah, the poop deck, and all that stuff."
Classic. See, that's how you bring comedy, Cliff, into your tragedy. Thank you, Tim. By the way, did you hear of that effort? What?
What was the menu?
Wait, on the Titan? Wait, what is it?
Like, do you think they had, like, they didn't have, like,
like somebody came by with a beverage cart?
Cigarettes, cigars.
I mean, at least if you could eat your way to death, you know, if you're going to go anyway.
But they didn't know. The whole thing is they were just like,
it's a blessing. Because, yeah, it just
imploded.
Well, eventually
you'd know.
There's
no, you wouldn't know. Your consciousness has been squished. Like, you know when you kill a bug?
Yeah.
But they had lost contact with people already by then, right? So they knew something was
no,
wrong.
They lost contact because it
imploded.
Like,
oh. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. No contact.
It was over 300 something
makes
atmospheres.
It happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Contact.
Crushing weight.
Makes it happen. What was that?
Oh, yeah.
3, 2, 1, contact.
Makes it
contact.
It's
something,
a song
something,
that I
love.
Contact.
It's something. The musical
yeah.
Contact.
They did it to the Flintstones.
I lost my contact. Look for my contact.
1-800-CONTACT. Sponsor this fucking shit.
Why is my eyeball so dry?
Come on. We
but old man stuff is funny.
And that's the commercial.
yeah, no, old man stuff is funny. That's why the comedy hasn't come out, because as you get older, you're just like, this hurts, and why is this happening? Like, that's what's happening to me. So I do have a situation. Basically, I have now, I'll start in reverse. I have...
Interlude!
Nice. I have basically an STD without the sex. I don't have an STD, but basically this is what happened.
Is it epididymitis?
I had an allergic reaction to a medication.
Oh, okay.
They gave me a medication to cure
bite?
Like one thing. Huh? So basically, like, as you get older and you start taking medications, it puts you on this rabbit hole of Dante's seven circles of hell, where it's like you
great
have
dip.
This issue, you take a pill, that pill causes an issue, that makes you take another pill that causes an issue. So that's like
so it's big pharma.
Yeah.
Right?
They
would
know
you,
what they're
weren't doing. You going to Shaolin temples and you're waking up every morning doing that? That's just not working out
no,
for
I'm
you?
Still, I'm still doing the Qigong. I'm getting my yang and my yin all
oh,
together.
Oh, your
you
yang.
My yang and my yin.
Well, you can't get them too close.
Well, yeah, you know, they're polar
but opposite. But you can put like a dot on this side.
Yeah,
and
I get that golden elixir of saliva. I rub
wait,
my thyroid.
Wait, is
that
a white sperm and a black sperm?
I mean, it could be.
There's
it
could be. Black sperm well? Speaking of that Titanic or whatever. But yeah.
Should we look that up?
Yeah.
Please no more. I can't, no more. I can't. I have no time to edit this yet. Tonight.
But yes. Anyway, so that's basically where it is. It's like I went down this rabbit hole. I got a new pill to fix this thing that I may or may not have had an issue anyway. But
she gave you the clap.
No, I got it from taking a medication. It's an allergic reaction. But basically, the pharmacist is like, hey, just letting you know, if you take this pill, you could have this reaction. And I was like, okay. And then like 9 days later, I did have said reaction, which then let me
carpet
take another
tongue.
Pill to fix that. And so I was like, I don't need to take any of this shit. And that's why.
And that's why his dick rotted off.
Pretty much.
Go ahead. There's a GoFundMe, which is not below because I'm because there's no way I'm building it. So just imagine that there's one here. Go to GoFundMe/.
But I'm saying, so that's why people are like, why are you not as funny?
No apostrophe.
It's because when you get old and you're grumpy and you go through all these aches and pains and pills and this stuff, then it knocks a little bit of the comedy out of you. That's funny.
Oh, it crushes your spirit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it's still funny. Not to me.
Yeah,
but to you guys.
Yeah, yeah, we laugh.
Because you're like, oh, something's wrong with your dick.
You okay, you got me. There was something wrong with your dick. All right. Donnie Tim TikToks.
Okay.
I think I mumbled that. I'm going to take it again.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Tiny Tim's.
Tell my doctor, stop messing with my ding dong.
There you go.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Just for safety here.
Mamita.
All
chocolata.
Right. Birthday gone wrong. And you'll appreciate it that I say that out loud.
Yes, I will.
That's a nice clap.
Yeah. Happy
Jesus.
Okay.
They added that in. That was
terrible. Next.
That was
don't
bad.
Even.
I don't even know what was happening.
Was
somebody was singing like fifths, though.
Why would you try to bite it whole, though? Knowing you didn't have any teeth.
What's this all
this
about?
This is going to be a Tim Hall sort of video. Guys, ran into some bees.
Oh, no.
Holy fuck.
Oh, no.
The bees.
Oh, he's done.
Oh, and he's taking it off and
yeah,
running.
Yeah, he's taking his protection off.
Right, just run with the protection off.
No,
oh, they're inside?
It's inside. I got a bee in my bonnet. You know?
Oh, yeah. If you get a bee in your bonnet, you definitely want to get that out. I was
this
walking.
This is what they were referring to when they say that.
Again. Yeah. I was walking the hound this morning, and there was. I looked at this tree, and there was this big.
Is it the
like
one
a,
across the street that's over by two?
Maybe, but anyways, it was full of bees.
Yes, and.
At least bees make honey.
But
it's
it looked
the
like
other ones that suck.
It looked like a huge acorn of writhing bees.
Did you hit it with a stick? Like
no, I,
like
I kept my distance. No.
Yeah. Where's them Cheerios at, you bitches?
I mean, yes, I did.
Yes, you didn't have like Takis and Squirt. What? Come on.
Well, they say like when all the bees are dead, that's like when the world ends, right?
Well, that's when the honey ends for sure.
Yeah. No, it's like they,
oh, they
pollinate
do.
And yeah, they, and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they do good stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. Bees, at least they make honey. But the other ones that don't make honey,
oh, wasps and
wasps
hornets.
And
those
hornets
lazy
and
wasps
stuff.
Coming in with
you
your
don't need them.
Protestantism.
Remember those murder hornets? Whatever happened with that?
I don't know what they're up to.
Play this, please. Please okay. Play this next video.
Let's
now we're on
we'll
murder. Remember when that time with that young.
This title.
This sounds
is
like
ridiculous.
Something Brian would do.
This is ridiculous.
Dog taken to the animal shelter for being gay.
I wonder what this behavior is.
A local shelter dog, rather, is looking for a soft landing after being dumped by his owners because they say he's gay.
Thought you heard it all, right?
I guess
we
the whole
more.
Video was,
was
the title
just
that,
that
I
yeah.
ran. I would have liked a little bit more information.
Yeah, we need
like
the owner.
What,
we need, producing did he hump
I'm an, only assuming that he's like.
Did he hump another male dog?
Yeah, that's basically
but they do that all the
they
time.
They do it all
could
the time.
Could you imagine being so Christian that your dog humps another dog at the St. Joseph's Park and you're like, I'm either going to shoot him or I'm going to drop him off.
Yeah, well, I guess at least they drop
I mean,
him
it
off.
It would have been cool if they were like, we dumped the dog because it was a fornicator. That'd be funny, too. That's a Christian thing. I'd laugh.
A dog was protesting. He's like, Pride Month.
Yeah. All right. Looks like we got
now this is my sort of camera.
Camera.
Yeah.
Those,
this is this is if Rambo
it,
had to go.
It bought one
buy
of those gay
camera.
Target shirts or Petco shirts.
Actually. As a, yeah, he would immediately be shot in Los Angeles, but
yeah.
No,
in every other place. That's pretty smart. I mean, it's kind of right.
Ooh, a whooping crane. Bird watchers.
Oh, no.
Ah!
Oh, I don't like it.
And by the way, this episode is brought to you by Crest, which is another not real sponsor of the show.
Nah, Crest can't.
I use Crest whitening.
Crest can't.
I use regular Crest for my Crest needs. Cliff, what Crest do you use?
Yeah.
I'm using Melaleuca right now.
Who?
Melaleuca. It's a private
MLM advertisement.
Destroyed.
Destroyed. And opportunity squashed.
They just pulled funding. All right, here we go. This is rough.
Just get the cheap
you don't need
a
mirror.
For 88 cents.
Patient was using oil. Thought they could cure.
What? What oil? What miracle oil? Olive?
Oh man, that's rough.
EVOO
makes this gap not look so bad, does it?
But what was the stage of when they started to use the oil? Because they could have been past the point of no return.
This
obviously
looks
this,
way past
no,
the point.
This wasn't like oh, you know what I started doing last week? Yeah. I started putting a little bit of rosemary tonic. Yeah.
You know who has really good toothpaste? The Indian shop.
I'm sorry, what?
Indian spice shops with the sell.
Oh,
like their stuff.
Oh, okay.
Ayurvedic toothpaste, really good.
Does it have cardamom in
ooh,
it?
Ooh, it does.
I like cardamom.
And fennel.
It's Crest or nothing for me, baby.
It's Indian Crest.
Oh.
What is this one?
I've seen this.
Man, oh, you've seen this?
That's thorough soaping. I mean, I've seen something like it.
That's D'Antwoord.
What is this? Crest.
You guys know that song?
She's covered
in Crest
Tartar Control toothpaste.
It's white.
Another fine, not real.
See,
sponsor.
I'm also surprised you can even get away showing that. But I guess they let you do that.
I do see.
Oh, you think
this right
well,
here.
You keep going. You're going to see some more things. You...
Oh,
TikTok
okay.
Doesn't
I got some
censorship it used to.
We got a couple more.
I think I've zeroed in on it right
well,
here.
Well, maybe one of many.
That might be it.
Oh, that's a man.
Hey, we got it.
Try it again.
What is happening right now?
Are we taking Tim to the pound?
No way! No!
They did it through his body?
Yeah.
He passed electricity through his body?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they don't have jumper cables.
That's not good.
What kind of voltage is that, though?
Nothing about that.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't even know if it's voltages.
It could be fake.
Yeah.
Could be fake.
You could do it, but
there's no due diligence.
You know, it affects your muscles running electricity through your body.
Say the female passenger was performing sex acts on the driver, causing him to lose control and hit this FedEx truck.
Oh.
Yeah, State Farm probably not going to cover me on this one.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought they said they were like a good neighbor. They were there.
That's the guy from the Progressive. Hey, yeah. Are you Roadhead? Are you?
I can't concentrate now. You gotta pull over.
I don't want to follow up. Next video. I don't want. We're just move along. Just move along.
Oh, you mean to get it?
Oh boy! Oh boy! Very good.
Yeah. By the look on Tim's face, I think we found the closing video. Let's go ahead and give it a play.
Oh man, I hate it.
Get it? Yes.
I mean,
I've been tyalizing.
Sorry.
Did she adopt Webster? What happened?
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I'm at Brian Sturgis. You follow me, Brian Sturgis, BrianSturgis.com, or whatever. I don't post. I'm off there for a year. Cliff Beach, Side Hustle and Flow on Amazon and Audible. New jazz album. He's going to have flat fives, flat twos, and probably the
one. 11. Yeah.
Timothy Hall, 1192 Studios, Timothy Hall Archery, Rich, Graphics, and the sooner we're out of here, the better, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Did you do Cliff?
Yep.
Oh, cool. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.